Yes, 4 or 5 here on my mobile ring. So let's try it again. W1SAX, K2BAR. Okay. Well, I didn't hear him come back yet. We'll just leave pause this. Okay. Anybody else late check-ins, please call K2BAR. Okay, anybody have any additional comments or questions for that before we move to the next topic? And I'm still dragging my heels for W1SAX. Whoops, sorry about that. All right. We don't have an additional check-in. We don't have W1SAX. And we don't have any more on this topic. So we'll go to our next topic, which is just a reminder about the holiday season. We're all going to start putting up Christmas lights and other holiday lighting inside and outside our homes. I'm going to advise everybody do what I do when I check out climbing rope, either when I'm putting it away or getting ready to use it. I run my fingers through every inch of it and my eyeballs watching as I go. Look for bad connections, worn things. Things are starting to pull out of their sockets or out of the back of the sockets. You know, really give things a once-over. Make sure that critters haven't chewed on things. All those kinds of things. I cannot emphasize that enough. You don't want to start a fire. And if you have pets that are prone to doing evil things, just make sure that they can stay clear of the tree, at least the parts that could, you know, torch the place. So let's drag my heels a little bit more. W1SAX, are you there? K2BAR. Okay, well, I don't know where he went. I didn't look him up. I should probably go do that. But anyway, so the next topic is to do announcements of Club Nature, and then we'll try operating other bands. Anybody, Tony, do you want to do the honors for the club announcements, meetings, things like that?
And I have a frog in my throat, but let's see what happens. Am I on frequency? Yeah, I'm on frequency now. How about that? Okay, well, coming up on our next club event is the holiday dinner. That's going to be on December the 7th, the infamous December the 7th. That's Sunday night. And the meeting time for the dinner is 6 p.m. It's over at the Porterhouse Restaurant on Kendrick Mac Road in Montvale. And unfortunately, you'll need a ticket to get in. And if you haven't bought a ticket yet, you may be in trouble. But please contact Bob Javitt directly. He's got the authority to turn in the number of dinners expect to have that make for us. And I hope he's got a plus or minus a couple. So Bob Javitt of EB2ALU is on the back of the Barrett Bulletin with a name, address, and even an email address, I believe. So that's the next big event for Barra. However, coming up on November the 28th, that's a Friday evening at 6 p.m. again, is the Fairlawn Auction, and that'll be in the Senior Citizens Center I think the street is called Gautier Street. I'm not too sure, but it's 11th off of 11th Street and Fairlawn Avenue in Fairlawn. Details are on the website. Go to the calendar page, look up November 28th, and you'll find the details there. And that's fun. Bring something you don't mind selling at any ridiculous price or any possibly below what you expect, but something you just want to move out of and make somebody else happy. And have at the Barra Fair Auction on November the 28th. That brings us up to date, Gordon, that I can think of. There won't be a business meeting of Barra on December the 7th. The next business meeting in Barra will be, I think, January the 4th or so. It's the first Sunday in January. Okay, K2BAR, this is K2AMI. Turning it back. K2JK.
Go ahead, Don.
And Barra is running a test session a week from this coming Friday. It will be November 21st at 7 o'clock at the Westwood Regional High School. The last scheduled test session that we've had so far for this year at the high school. he has any questions about it, get in touch with me, over.
Okay, very good. So that's the 21st, a week from Friday, a week from tomorrow. That's very good. I think you guys should look up W1SAX. This gentleman is somewhat familiar to some of us. I recognize much of what's on his QRZ page. Maybe way too much. Maybe I'm showing my age, but anyway. Very good. And that's pretty neat. Anyway, I'll leave it to your imagination as to what his call sign stands for. I think you'll be able to figure it out. Alrighty. Well, thank you for that. Jim, do you have any announcements regarding regarding Kid Night? Do we want to beat that one just one more time?
Okay, well, we're still there every Tuesday night. We've got a lot of things going on. I've got some... It seems that is always a topic. And so we're going to do that. And we got a couple of other projects going along, so it's going to be lots of fun. By the way, we're finally successful in our little filter circuit that Rachel was trying to build, KC2SGF. And I copied the ICOM, not the ICOM, but the Kenwood plug-in module, and used a single transistor, dug it out of a junk box and a couple of transistors, and last Tuesday night we were able to plug a handy-talkie into a very noisy car.
W1SAX? That's great. Okay. That's very good. I'm glad that filter got straightened out. W1SAX, pardon me. Joe, go right ahead.
Hey, Roger, I had to find the tone here for a second. I got this IC7000, and I'm still not sure how to work it. Took me a little bit to get the menu up.
Yeah, no, I understand. I have a 7000, so, you know, doing things like putting FM on it in the appropriate manner is very good. Well, I was looking at your QRZ bio, and I'm glad you put all that stuff in there. That was an intriguing slept through my youth and my adulthood.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, I just threw it all up there. You never know who you're going to meet, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're sponsored by Bob Heil. How appropriate.
He's cool. He's really nice. He gave us our microphones and sponsored us with microphones, all kinds of stuff. The broadcast elements and the 1930 style microphone, and then we used some of his mics, the PR20s and the PR40s, for recording.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about the feedback, guys. I just don't have a headset plugged into this other radio. All right, very good, Joe. Well, don't be a stranger. We've been talking about software-defined radio for most of the last hour. And I just want to ask you one question. Do you have perfect pitch?
I don't. My keyboard player does. I don't.
Okay. God bless them. That's pretty cool. Alrighty. I know where you live. I grew up in Montclair in Little Falls, so I actually know where your street is. It's scary. Anyway, that's pretty cool. In fact, I was over that way earlier today, taking care of some business. So, let's see. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association TechNet. We meet on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. You're on 146.79. If for any reason the repeater is not here, we use 146.955. On Wednesday night, also at 9 o'clock on 7.9, we have a general purpose chat net. On Monday night, we have a 10 meter net on 28.350, and of course on Thursday night also we have a 440 net at 8:30, a half hour before this net, on 444.100. Again, the PL is 141.3. So welcome aboard. Barra's a pretty diverse group. We have a weekly tech, what do you call it, a weekly kit night, we call it, at Westwood High School on Tuesday nights, and the other nights are filled with Nets, and then Fairlawn has their radio club meeting on Fridays, and our meetings are generally the first Sunday of the month at the Red Cross in Ridgewood, so it's pretty cool.
Sounds like a lot of stuff going on. You guys got a website or something to check all that out? I just got my antennas up. I have a Alpha Delta DX for my HF, and I'm using a Diamond 2 meter 440. I just got it up in the tree and connected it about 2 days ago, and that's how I ended up here tonight. I was kind of fumbling through the channel, seeing what repeaters that I could hit with this antenna.
Okay, sure. It's www.barra, B-A-R-A, Bravo Alpha, Romeo Alpha, .org, barra.org.
Hey, Roger, I'll definitely check that out, barra.org. I was listening to, I think you guys were talking about the kit nights and stuff like that. Do you guys do any building of, like, KX-1s or anything like that, or I think that's the new QRP radio?
You know, we haven't done a Wilderness Radio KX-1 thing, although I think at least one of our members might own one. I want to say K2 Zulu Charlie. Dave, do you have one?
No, I have a K2, the Yellowcraft K2 transceiver.
Okay, so, you know, same but better.
Roger. Yeah, I like those Yellowcraft radios. I built a K1. Well, if you want to call it build it, I got 3/4 of the way through it, then I needed help. But the KX1 sounds like a really cool radio because it's small, easy to pack and stuff.
Yeah, if you're a backpacker type or need something small for travel, it's awesome. We've been talking about the SDR transceivers and receivers, the soft rock stuff, and the similar goal in mind, in that you would attach it to, let's say, a decent horsepower laptop computer with an outboard sound interface, like a USB sound interface, like a Creative Labs card, you know, that would suffice as your portable transceiver. Jim was even wanting to take it one step further and just say, well, you know what, I just want to have a receiver I can throw a wire out the window or across the deck of the patio and just listen and tune with my tune with my laptop and the headset. So, you know, all these things are now possible. It's pretty cool. Everybody's got a different spin on it, but those are the two major tracks that we're hearing at this point, receiver only, general coverage, and transceiver, just to see what it's like to do that.
Hey, Roger, that sounds interesting. Definitely so many possibilities these days. Where's this repeater located at?
Okay. The repeater's in Franklin Lakes. You'll see it listed in Paramus as well. We have two repeaters, and we switch one on or off. But right now, the Paramus repeater is unavailable to us for maintenance. So we're on our alternate site, Franklin Lakes. One of the things that we're going to do next, by the way, is do some single sideband work on 6 and 2 meters. In fact, I'm going to go to 2 meters first, I think. Unless someone has something else, I want to go back there. We'll come back here at some point, but I want to give the guys a little chance to hear who can hear who, as it were. So I want to take a quick roll call, if I could, Joe. If you don't mind, I just want to see who's going to go to which bands. I got to do it by call sign, if I could, okay?
All right, I'm on the side listening.
I would like you to participate, too. You have a 7000, so you have 6 and 2 meter sideband. Do you have antennas up for it? I mean, you can use your Omni, I guess, on 2 meters for sideband if you don't have a Yagi.
All right, I'll give it a try. I haven't ventured down there at all because it's pretty new. But I just hooked it up, so I'll just listen along. Just go ahead.
Alrighty. N2OEL, are you 2 meters, 6 meters, or above? K2ZO, your choice?
I'm only HF, sorry.
PYB? K2AMI?
Tonight I'm just on a 2 meter sideband. I can do 2 meter sideband only time.
Okay, no problem. BDU?
I wish you all a good evening. 73.
Okay. Very good, Elvis. JEK?
The only thing I have is 6 meters.
This may end up being simultaneous. 2K? Zulu Charlie?
What are you going to do?
We're going to go to 6 and 2 meter sideband.
Okay, I have both.
Okay, someone has both. Good. SAX, you're going to listen on one or the other, or maybe both. I guess you have antennas for 2 meters.
I got antennas for 2 meter 440, and then the other side of this thing is for on the HF side.
Okay, what do you have for an antenna on HF?
The Alpha Delta DX or LX, one of those guys.
I don't know how good your 6 meter signal is going to be through that, but we'll try it. All right. Let's do this. To keep everybody happy, what I'll do is I'll we'll go to about everybody. We'll try it this way. We're going to go to 2 meter sideband first, and I'm also and here are the frequencies. We're going to use 144.210, and we're going to use 50.135. So calling frequency plus 10 on each of those two. So 144.210 and 50.135. And we're all done. We're going to come back here. In fact, I'll try to transmit some of this for the, our audience on 7.9. I'll go to low power on 7.9, and I should be able to make that happen. So let's go to the 2 meters first. K2B air. About maybe a sideband that one night. Okay, it's W2TTT. That was very nice. Everybody's signals on 2 were very strong, and on 6, those who had it were very strong as well. So, congratulations to everybody. That was a really good test. We should really consider having a sideband net. Maybe one night after the 10 meter net, we go to 2 meters or 6 meters on, you know, different weeks, something like that. That might be fun. Okay, anybody to come back here?
K2AMI is listening on frequency, but Gordon, do you know what time it is?
It's 10:32. Do you know where your children are?
Pulled up and tucked into bed.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Actually, Jeremy just came up the stairs. He watched the overtime and the shootout for the Pittsburgh-Philadelphia game. I think Pittsburgh won in the shootout, if I heard him right. Anyway, any true Devils fan wants to make sure the Flyers lose at all times, but at this point I'm getting that way toward Pittsburgh as well because of the prima donna bucktooth freak that they have as a superstar player.
What did the Jets do tonight?
The Jets were playing?
I think I heard Mendelsohn say they were playing up in Connecticut on Thursday night. Yeah, tonight's Thursday night.
New England.
Okay, so they played up in Foxborough. Oh, that's pretty cool. Did Steve go up there for it?
Seems like the New England Patriots didn't want Mendelsohn to come back to their team. He did not get an invitation to check frequency up there.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine every team in the NFL wanting him to be there except for that one team. But anyway, that's pretty cool. So, you know, W1SAX had a hell of a signal on 2-meter sideband. Stronger, much stronger than he was on FM. Now, I'm using different antennas. I'm using Telemann Yagi versus a very highly elevated Omni. But, boy, given the height of the Omni versus the height of the Yagi, I would have actually thought that maybe they'd be about on par, but boy, really, really strong. So, he did very well here. Of course, my antenna is pointed in his direction. Just for reference, guys, if I wasn't strong to your location, my antennas were pointed southwest from Bergenfield, so I know, like, Dave was not as strong as I would have expected. He was very strong, but not as strong as I expected. Then I realized I wasn't pointed toward him. Well, anyway. Well, I think I'm going to secure the net since you know what time it is, Tony, and I think I want to get some sleep.
Second net nomination.
And I want some dinner.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Jim. I'm not offering dinner tonight. No, 10:30. All right, boys. Thank you very much, and have a great evening. It was a fun net tonight, and I'm glad Jim brought up the topic of SDR. Okay, well, I'd like to thank the Bergen County FM Association, our brother club, for their hospitality and letting us use their repeaters tonight, or their repeater, yeah, actually repeaters tonight. And we had a great time, and I hope you guys got something out of it. It was a good conversation. And I'd like to thank N2OEL, K2ZO, KC2PYB, K2AMI, K2BDU, W2JDK, NS2K, K2Zulu Charlie, W1SAX, our new friend Joe, and this is W2TTT. Thanking everyone again for their participation, and have a good night. K2BAR is clear, and turning it back to Whiskey 2 Tango Tango Tango.